Nope. Yeah, I think so. Just to do something different. I guess I'll introduce the clip. Fine, you convinced me, Jacob. I will do that. It's funny, Angela, when we started putting these together, it was not a long clip. It's now 2 minutes and 20 seconds because they keep saying this. All right, here we go. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm getting my friend and frequent contributor, Angela Lang's impressions about the Democratic no deal, deal, knee taking capitulation
Pinky
to,
promise.
yeah, but what, whatever. It's weird. That happened over the weekend and is now transpiring in real time. And in case anybody has missed the point here, I don't care what you have to say about the ACA. You don't like it, you hate it, you think it works, doesn't work. Then tell me what your plan is. And in case anybody's forgotten, here is the Republican plan to save American healthcare. Take a listen.
But if you have ideas and you have plans, why not have that out there to talk about in the public so the people can hear that debate happening? I mean, you could have committees in session right
They
now.
will, Caitlin.
I think the question is on the health care plan, to Marjorie Taylor Greene's point, is if the government reopened tonight, would Republicans have a plan to address the Obamacare
Yes.
subsidies?
Yes. Yes.
You would
Yes,
have a
we do.
plan
We have
tonight.
proposals to, yeah, we
Okay,
could
but a
have that ready
proposal's different than a
immediately.
plan.
Yes. Yeah, because here's the thing. We work in a deliberative public body and we have hundreds of members. It's a very complicated, very complex issue that requires a long time to build consensus around. We have ideas on the table, and the whole process of the legislative body is to build consensus around it. That's why we have to do that, and that's what we've been planning to do all along.
And Republicans have said repeal and replace, and it's like we're in a wilderness. Republicans are in the wilderness on what to do to try to
No,
fix our health care
actually, we're
system.
not. We're not. We've got pages and pages and pages of ideas on how to reform healthcare.
Yes or no, you still do not have a plan.
I have concepts of a plan.
When I say that the Republicans have been working on a fix for healthcare, we've been doing this for years. And many of you who've been on this beat for a while know this is two publications. When I was chair of the Republican Study Committee, the largest caucus of Republicans in Congress, we published volumes of ideas on healthcare. This was our volume one, a framework for personalized affordable care. We had an entire body of the smartest minds in Congress, the smartest Republican minds who worked around the clock. The Doctors Caucus, they talked to stakeholders from around the country and in all the areas related to healthcare, and they came up with a formula on how to reduce the cost of healthcare dramatically, how to make Obamacare affordable and workable in some way for the American people, to increase the access to care and the quality of care. And these ideas have been on paper for a long time. There's volumes of this stuff, volumes of it.
It's not just talking points to us. We do this. We have ideas, and we have already implemented ideas and measures because we've proven it. We did that in the Big Beautiful Bill.
We have lots of great ideas, but I don't want to show our cards. As the president often says, why would I telegraph to you what we're going to do?
Show me the money. Show me the plan. Where's the legislation? Angela, this is just absolutely unacceptable. And frankly, when you are an opposition party, which is what the Democratic Party is right now, and your opposition is not just on a particular issue, in other words, accessibility, affordability, and quality health care, you don't step away from the bargaining table with nothing to show your constituencies. Yes, opposition is oftentimes painful and frustrating, and but you don't just give in. And by the way, we're going to have the same damn fight in January.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I'm concerned if this is how this is playing out now, and what does it look like next time? If Democrats can't even hold the line. It's also my understanding, I heard that all the eight Democrats are not the ones that will be up in the next go arounds. And so I think that was calculated and coordinated.
So let's just sit there for a second.
Yeah.
Cortez Masto, not up until, these are the ones not up until 28. None of them are up for election in 26. None of the senators voting for this from the Democratic side. Cortez Masto, Hassan, Fetterman, Kane, King, and Rosen, not up until 2030. Durbin and Shaheen, both retiring. And then Cortez Masto, Hassan, and Fetterman, not up until 28. If that was the calculation, how cynical. Like,
It's like they knew that this was going to be widely unpopular, that they already kind of had the PR game and the, oh, well, you're not up for a little while, and we'll just hope that the American public forgets, but you're going to be the sacrificial lambs for now.
And I actually could maybe deal with this, maybe, a tiny bit, if they would have just said, listen, we are unwilling to play basically chicken with Americans' food right now. So here's what we got in the deal. Full SNAP funding, USDA funded for a year, because we will not play chicken with people not having food in their belly. Federal workers, all their back pay. We're not going to play chicken with people's livelihoods like the Republicans are. And we're telling you right now, Republicans, you've got until that January date to put legislation on the table to do whatever you think it is. At least that would have been out loud and clear. You would have said, listen, Democrats are going to put up bill after bill after bill about how to backfill on a state-by-state basis, direct grants to states to help people afford ACA. We're going to give states that latitude. We're going to take some of that tax welfare giveaway to the wealthiest. We're going to ask for that to be directed towards states. Mm-hmm. Tell me why you did this other than we just decided to. And that, again, I find this to be despicable, but possible. Maybe some folks need to see what happens to their ACA and their health insurance under the big brutal bill, right? This is what the Republican plan for health insurance is. You don't get none, right?
Exactly. And Republicans saying that they don't have a plan when they wrote Project 2025 is laughable. Let's think about that.
Laughable. Folks, she's Angela Lang, friend of mine, friend of yours. She is with me every other Tuesday at 4 o'clock. When we come back, I'm going to be talking to Jeff Mandel, president and general counsel of Law Forward, about Donald Trump pardoning the real election fraudsters from 2020 and what that means for midterms. Don't go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn, and you are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.